Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Lots and lots of rain. Get used to it. We're going to see it for the next couple of days. We've got Congressman John McGuire joining us just about a half hour from now, 3:35. We're going to talk about the reactions we are seeing to the murder of Charlie Kirk. Just announced death penalty will be sought for the alleged murderer. Honest to goodness, I don't even want to use this Delta Bravo's name, but you know who it is. And Jeff Gray, who is this Utah County attorney, said they absolutely will pursue the death penalty. This defendant is now facing aggravated murder charges, two counts of obstruction of justice, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, two counts of witness tampering, and commission of a violent offense in the presence of a child. And it will, in fact, be a capital murder case. Death penalty will be sought. I don't know that anybody should be happy. What this awful excuse for a human being is done is to not only steal one father away, but he's now made his own father into a lifetime victim, made his own family into a collection of victims. It's reprehensible, and the celebrations continue, which is something that just boggles my mind, but it does bring me to Chesterfield County School Board member, Democrat, Dorothy Dot Heffron. Yesterday, Joe Moreno was with us, and he laid out what has to happen if, in fact, Dot Heffron is going to be removed from the Chesterfield County School Board. I have further details for you. You are going to need approximately 2,500 folks in the Clover Hill District to sign a petition. Can you get that many? I don't know. I do not live in the Clover Hill District. I do not live in Chesterfield County. Therefore, there is quite literally nothing I can do aside from sharing with you how you can take the matter to the circuit court. If this were something happening, God forbid, in the Beaver Dam District here in Hanover County, well, then I could do something. I would have standing. In order to remove Dot Heffron from the Chesterfield County School Board, the people who live in Chesterfield County, the Clover Hill District in Chesterfield County specifically, will need to organize. You will need to get 10% of the registered voters within the Clover Hill District to sign that petition, or those petitions. So it's about 2,500 people. I can't tell you what to do, but I can say this. If something as egregious as this had happened where I live, if somebody were, in fact, celebrating the murder of a man, and they served on the school board, I would be livid. I would be livid. And I would do something. So I lay it there at the feet of those people who live in Chesterfield County in the Clover Hill District. And the Clover Hill District is an interesting one. Most of us know this, right? It's kind of shifted. It used to be about as reliably red as you could get, reliably Republican, and recently they've kind of gone to the left. Again, you've got Dot Heffron elected to be on the school board. You've got that Supervisor Schneider, another far-left winger. But are there 2,500 decent people in Clover Hill? Of course there are. Will 2,500-plus decent people sign a petition and have it brought to the circuit court to have Dot Heffron removed from the Chesterfield County School Board? That I don't know. That I don't know. But that's the process, my friends. If you are as disgusted by Dot Heffron's conduct and comments as I am, then I would suggest you follow that process. Other folks have reached out to me. Jeff, what do you know about her? And they went down a list. Her job, her this or that. None of my business. I'm telling you that as an elected official, there are certain standards she's supposed to have. And I would also like to know where Abigail Spanberger is. Can anyone tell me why Abigail Spanberger has not renounced the endorsement of Dot Heffron? Why Abigail Spanberger has not stood up and said, hey, she ought to resign? Because this really shouldn't be a political issue, should it? I mean, this is not Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, tall or short, fat or skinny. This is just, hey, that is so unbelievably wrong. You got to go. So where is Abigail Spanberger? Anybody else get the sense Abigail Spanberger can't weigh in on this for probably the same reason that she doesn't want to give you a straight answer about right to work? Or about whether men should be in girls' locker room. She gives you the song and dance. She gives you this little tap dance thing, this little shuffle across the stage, which, I don't know, maybe it's CIA 101. I have no idea. Well, you know, I'm the mother of three daughters. Uh-huh. Well, okay, then riddle me this, Spanberger. What if there were a fully formed adult dude in the locker room with your daughters? Wouldn't you have a problem with that? Well, I'm just saying. Just saying. I don't know how anybody at this point can look at the radicals like Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones and their embrace of the most destructive parts of our society and say, oh, yeah, that's the way we ought to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I don't think this is necessarily, quote, a political issue. I don't really care what team jersey you happen to be wearing. But if you believe that somebody's daughters should just shut up while some naked dude goes dancing through their locker room, then you got a problem. And if you want to stand with the Hamas folks, you got a problem. And if you don't have a modicum of respect and decency that compels you to stand up and say, hey, I still want to be governor, or I still want to be lieutenant governor, or I still want to be attorney general, but by God, I'm telling you right now, the endorsement from this woman over here celebrating the murder of a dad? No, I don't want it. Did Don Heffron make any contributions, do you know? Financial contributions to Abigail Spanberger or Ghazala Hashmi or Jay Jones? Because once again, if I were them and she made a contribution, I'd send that back. Well, if you're sending it back today, I got news for you. The rest of us figured out that you didn't really want to send it back. All right. Quick reminder, the James River Air text line is available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Got a pair of tickets to go and see Brian Kilmeade. He's coming to the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. I'm going to do them a little bit later in the show. Yeah, I'm going to do them at 5:20-ish. All right, 5:20-ish will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. Coming up at 3:35, Congressman John McGuire. 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.